Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. We're going to get it cracking. Hey, I got a brand new one for you tonight. It's called Sex on My Money. It's by John Brown and Gucci Mane. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Not to what my favorite thing. go. The wife be where my wife at, and I don't think they like me. And I like that. She ain't carry pinky ring. That's a water, but somebody call it water, but cause I just called it nice attack. This is like my nigga feel. And they got his license back. Time to stunt, so won't you blush for nice to fetch your boys back. Lights on camera, action, it's new shit. On the main attraction, this a chain reaction. This squad is a enterprise, come and buy some merchandise. Go tell all your peers, see your peers, so you hear me right. You wanna be a star rapper, listen close to my advice. That your business right and you can live a great life.
You need it, I need it, come get it, I mean it, I'm on my way, I'll meet you there. Baby, gonna see you when I get there.
Radio Live, Sex on My Money. That's the new one from John Brown featuring Gucci Man. Welcome to the show, my co-hosts, my friends. Live from Delaware, we got Toya. Live from Charlotte, we got CeeLo.
What's going on, TM? Hello, CeeLo.
What's cracking, ladies?
How is everybody doing?
CeeLo, where are you coming from, the basement? Come live in the basement tonight? Get out of here.
Came from the living room.
Sex and sexually transmitted diseases tonight, ladies.
Love.
Y'all know about it.
Love. Y'all, that's some bullshit, okay?
CeeLo, I know it's Friday night, but don't start.
Oh, man. They want it. They've been missing it all week. I've been good all. Today is Friday. I should get free Friday. Email and CeeLo should get free Friday.
No doubt.
CeeLo fan club. Come on.
If you're just tuning in, it's Friday, September 3rd, 2009, and tonight we're talking about sex and STDs. It's a holiday weekend. We know we like to party it up, good food, good friends, good fun, but I'm just asking my brothers specifically this weekend, all right? Make sure you do the test, all right? And after you do the test, make sure you wrap it up anyway, because everything that looked good, and even if it smelled good, it's not always good.
Right? Yeah, very much.
That is definitely true.
Uh-huh.
With old sayings,
hey,
you can't judge a book by its cover, right?
Hey, you can't judge a book, but guess what? The reality is we do judge the book by its cover. And if it looks good, we automatically assume that it is good. You know what I'm saying? And we want to make it happen. But, again, this is what I want to bring up tonight. First of all, herpes. Herpes seems to be like one of the fastest growing. I hear more about herpes now than I've ever heard. And I'm going to tell you, it's a lot of people that's not talking about herpes and have it. And I'm putting it out there because herpes isn't always something that you'll see. It comes and it goes, all right? And it's infectious. So my friends, my family, you know, everybody's listening out there, all right? In 2010, unless you've been to the doctor with your partner, and you've both been tested together and you validated the documents, stop doing it unprotected.
Right.
Just stop.
That could be part of your relationship conversation. You know, like when you decide to get in a relationship or start a relationship, or even if, you know, you just want to have that agreement thing, you know, at least be, you know, talk to each other about it and go with each other to get tested. I mean, you can't even trust if you're in a relationship, hell, you can't even trust the person that you live with.
Well, I think it comes down to asking the right probing questions. I was having lunch yesterday with one of my coworkers, and we were talking about Lisa Ray. I was sharing how Lisa Ray was at the Hoodies in Vegas, like, rocking out. She was jamming to the OJs. You know, they had her up on a big screen. Lisa Ray was really doing her. And my friend was bringing me up to date on the whole Lisa Ray fiasco with her marriage. You know, she married the official from Monte Carlo, I think it was. Is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Was it Monte Carlo? You know, I thought he was a prince. They said he wasn't a prince. He was a diplomat. Ultimately, the diplomat duped Lisa Ray. The wedding and everything, you know, he ultimately paid for everything, but guess what? He put everything in her name. He brought her a phantom for her wedding gift, but he put it in her name, and they're not together no more. So guess what? She got stuck with all of the bills. You want to know what does it have to do with sex? It don't have nothing to do with sex, but it has everything to do with why didn't she ask the right questions up front? See, she moved too fast. And at the end of the day, we move too fast in our relationships. We want to hit it and split it. We want to be Mr. and Miss right now. But at the end of the day, that could get you in a lot of trouble. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. But before we go any further, let's welcome live from VA, Mrs. Willingham, to the show. Welcome.
Didi. Been a long time.
What in the world? Hey. I don't know what tail sound that was. My tail's kicked in, people. Hi.
So go ahead. Somebody was about to comment. Somebody was about to comment.
Oh, I was about to comment. I was going to comment on something you had said, but like the laughter threw me off. Go ahead.
Okay.
Well, no, I was just going to say with the whole Lisa Ray thing, and with people in general, they get caught up in the glitz and glamour and what they think someone has and what the person can offer them, not knowing that the person can give them a lot more than what they may want and not a good thing necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know.
No doubt. Like something like gonorrhea.
Right. The gifts they keep on giving.
Right.
Keep on giving.
You know what? They,
no doubt.
I was reading something a couple of weeks ago. There was I forgot which site it was. I'll find out again. But where they were talking about there's strands of chlamydia now that are that you can't, you know, a shot can't clear it, or pills can't just clear it. It's really what is the word? Somebody help me out. What is the damn word I'm looking for?
We don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Like, it's a strain of chlamydia that
is non-curable. You only
can
right.
It's
Become immune to treatment, right?
Yeah, it's become immune to treatment. And so, like, the strands are pretty much, they're, like, multiplying faster than, you know, I guess your traditional chlamydia or whatever. So,
than the antibodies we can create in order to cure these strands. They haven't come up with any antibodies to cure these new strands of chlamydia is basically what she's saying.
But you know what's crazy, is the fact that we have, that the only reason we really do have sex, like scientifically, the only reason we have sex besides reproduction is to kill parasites. And, I mean, like, y'all can look into that, but it's serious. Like, that's...
We have sex to kill parasites. That's not why I have sex. I don't have sex to kill
parasites. No, I mean, outside of your normal enjoyment and, you know, your endorphins being, you know, popping off or whatever, that's our whole point. Like, that's why mating is even there, to kill parasites. That's how women choose men. I'll give y'all more information on that, like, on another night, but, yeah, it's just very interesting.
Okay. Folks, if you've never been tested for a sexually transmitted disease and you know for a fact that you're sexually active, specifically you practice unprotected sex, it's not fair to your partner that you continue to have unprotected sex and you haven't even gotten yourself tested, all right? If you burn when you urinate, your ass is infected. You need to go see a doctor, right? And I don't know too many people that's burning, and they like that kind of sensation. You know, if you're burning or if you see something that doesn't look right, you got to go see a doctor. Folks, tonight we're talking about sex and sexually transmitted diseases on this holiday weekend. You know it.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk.
She can get rid of it. However, if she doesn't get rid of it before she may
And it's not so much transferring to her male partner, but it only has to be that particular partner she has sex with in order for her to get it again. He doesn't so much get it, but it can be given back to her. It's not really sexually transmitted. It's kind of hard to explain, but it stays within those two people, not going outside of those two people.
If you're looking for specific information, the National Center for HIV, AIDS, Viral Hepatitis, STD, and TB Prevention maximizes public health and safety nationally and internationally through the elimination of prevention and control of disease, disability, and the cause of death by HIV and AIDS. Folks, this is a very serious topic tonight. Although we may add humor, you know, and try to be kind of candid, you know, we're just trying to make light of something that's really, really serious and trying to bring it to you in an entertaining, informative way. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in tonight. You can click chat now. The web chat session is open. Click chat now. I'm going to tell you something because this is B-Real Radio. I can remember my first sexually transmitted disease. I got it kind of early because I started early.
Right.
And it was gonorrhea. And,
right.
You know, I'm not ashamed to actually say that because many of y'all didn't have gonorrhea two times, three times over. I only had it once. And I learned from it, all right? And at the end of the day, I don't even know how I got it. I don't know which one of them nasty skanks gave it to me.
Oh, my.
Ow. Yeah.
Oh, my TM. I'm going to need you to stop it around from chick to chick.
I don't know. I don't know. But, again, I was 14 years old.
Wow. Oh,
14?
See, there you go right here. There you go.
I was 14, so I only shared that. Hold on. I only shared that, one, because, again, this is B-Real Radio. And I learned from it. I was young. And I was young and dumb. And I say that only to say right now, there are many teenagers running around young and dumb, and they aren't being tested. They don't have people they can go to and talk to help them, you know. And so we should be trying to help them. That's all I'm trying to, you know, expose and bring to light.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, just to touch a little on what you were speaking about not too long ago about symptoms and things of that sort, a lot of people don't realize that a lot of times symptoms are more noticeable in men than they are in women. A lot of times women can carry an STD and not know it because the symptoms aren't there. Like, for instance, chlamydia. A woman can have chlamydia and not know it and can carry it and not be treated. And
why?
It can eventually
how
lead.
Because
how
you don't know. You don't know.
Because
I'm telling you, like,
the symptoms
experience.
Just aren't there.
Hold on, Sheila.
Well, the symptoms sometimes just don't, they just don't show in women. Like I said, a woman can carry chlamydia and not know it, and eventually she can become infertile because of it. She can develop PID. I don't know if you're familiar with that. That's like pelvic inflammatory disease.
Right.
And if that's not treated, then that can cause infertility. So women a lot of times do not carry the same symptoms that men do, and sometimes they don't carry, they don't have symptoms at all. They don't experience the same discomfort that men do. I don't know exactly why. I don't know, Dee Dee, you may want to weigh in on that,
but I
don't know why.
Isn't there a discharge for both men and women with chlamydia? I mean,
there can be, but it's not always as noticeable for women as it is for men.
Okay.
Interesting.
Look. Yeah, you can have it and not know it. Damn it. It happened to me. I was in a relationship. We said we were in a monogamous relationship. And he gave me gonorrhea and chlamydia. And I didn't know it. I just happened to go to the doctor to get my yearly. And of course, you know, like when I go to my yearly, though, I get tested for everything. And then that's what came back. So it's like you don't – and I had no idea, none whatsoever. Now, had I cheated or something, I probably would have found out. You know what I'm saying? Like some way, somehow. You know what I'm saying? But like that, yeah, you don't know. You
Do you know how long you had it when you actually found out that you had it, CeeLo? Do you know, were the doctor able to tell you how long? Could they tell how long you had had it?
She said it had. I did have it for a while, and I had been dealing with this person for over 2 years. So I don't know when I got it. They said they couldn't pinpoint when I got it, but they could tell I had it. You know, it wasn't new. They could tell it wasn't something that just happened. But yeah, and I mean that's some BS. Yes.
That's also because gonorrhea comes in stages.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to chlamydia, they probably were saying that you had gonorrhea for a while because gonorrhea can develop to different stages depending on the stage you can't cure it. But so that's probably more so, you know, what they were speaking of.
Right. Yeah, I know it's either way. You know what I'm saying? Like you feel like you want to pop somebody's head off. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, how do you...
Yeah,
you
no doubt.
And
no
to
doubt.
Not know.
I can remember feeling that way when I was 14 because I was like, wow, you know, going back to that book. You know, I only dated, you know, women that were, you know, out of control attractive to me, you know. And it showed me right then that everybody who was attractive wasn't clean.
Right.
Folks, we are talking about sex and sexually transmitted diseases tonight, and this is Be Real Radio. We're trying to help you. We're coming out of our own personal experiences to help you. We know you're looking for a freak tonight, so we want to help you wrap it up. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Last night, wanna roll with me and do some things in between the sheets. My last night, wanna roll with me and do some things in between the sheets. My last night, wanna roll with me?
I don't really want you, no. Cause I think what you're attracted, but it's nothing, yeah. You don't need a lady, not your man or husband, no. So I'm tired of baby, I just want some loving, yeah. Only what I need is
I need a freaking night.
Come
on, you be my freaking night. I need a freaking night. I need a freaking night. First off, I stay running out with the fellas. M.O.B. and me are possibly making tellers. I'm a cash getter, don't really need love. Unless you pay me, but eventually that ain't enough. Can my heart was a valuable lesson learned. A scrub can't allow a gift to make his world turn. Top of my game, finally got my mind right. Rhyming tight, got me closer to the limelight. Passing love from commitment ain't my type. Body nice, but only wanted it for one night. My life is crazy and there's only enough room for me. Can squeeze you with my alcohol in the room key. Let's keep it real, ma, ain't nobody like me. Build a laugh from my soul to my physique. Only one night and I'm looking for some love. Don't hesitate, get a taste of this southern tub.
I don't really want you, no. Cause I'm paper
no panties on. Got your own car, plus you got your own home. Okay, now what's the number to that cell phone? You say I'm just a child, but my dick's too grown. My magic keeping known to have a few minds blown. Can't explain how your sex appeal make me feel. If I was weak, hard, I'd make a million pay your bills. Cause you got a man, so there's no strings attached. I'm a rolling stone that ain't laying down his hat. The MVP, finally the one up the bat. My perfect night ending with the fucking perfect catch. Not a player, not a pimp, no time for that. Give me the yacht, that's a bucks, and y'all can have that. Top of my game, finally got my mind right. And Rama Tice got me closer to the limelight. I said it like,
I don't really want you, no. Cause I'm paid for things attractive, but it's nothing, yeah. You don't need a lady, not your man or husband, no. So I'm tired of baby, I just want some loving, yeah. Only what I need.
I need a freaking night. Come on, you be
be my freaky night. I need a freaky night. I need a freaky night.
I'll be your freaky night as long as you do me right.
Ain't looking for no romance, a spot in between your legs. I love the way you slow dance, make that happen in the bed. Caging in some role playing. If you're really freaky nurse, I feel a little horny. Horny cheeks, freaking pleasure with alcohol. Bad day, hits a Tylenol. My sex game is something that should be applauded. Just being real, here's the deal, we can get it on. Just know to take the age home early in the morning.
I don't really want you, no, cause I'm paid for chasing attractive, but it's nothing, yeah. Don't need a lady, not your man or husband, no, don't try to blame me. I just want some loving, yeah, only one of me. I don't really want you, no, cause I'm paid for chasing attractive, but it's
Radio Live, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Tonight we're talking about sex and sexually transmitted diseases. It's a Labor Day weekend in America, and one thing about Americans, Labor Day weekend, we know how to get it in. All we're trying to do is to help you to get it in safely with my co-hosts, Toya, Didi, CeeLo. We got the East Coast on lock right now. Wow. Toya or Didi, this is not Expose Yourself Friday, but any experiences you want to speak out of to help our audience tonight?
I can honestly say I've never had an STD.
Congratulations.
I wish I had an applause. An applause like button because I would hit it. There it is.
Yay!
There it is.
Yay! Yay me! Yay me! Yay me! Am I the clean one of the bunch tonight? Yay!
Yes,
they do say.
Is
this
like
yay!
Oh no, you didn't.
Oh, I'm the clean one in the bunch tonight, y'all.
Oh.
I'm the
clean one.
Yay me!
Do you have an experience you want to speak out of tonight?
Well,
did I speak too soon? There may be a second clean one in the bunch.
Oh, hush. My experience with chlamydia, I was about as young as you, started early myself, right around 15, 16 years old. And, again, you realize that attractiveness and good looks have nothing to do with personal hygiene, really. I mean... As far as, it has everything to do with appearance, but not so much as being clean. And and like it was said earlier, some men sometimes do get symptoms sooner than women, just depending on the STD. But I'm going to tell you this, women, and I say it to men as well, if you know yourself and you know your body, that's something my mom has taught me since I was a little teeny girl, to know my body. You know, you don't need a bunch of symptoms to tell you something's not right. If you know your body, you know when something's not right immediately. So with that being said, it was a life-learning experience, and you wrap it up. You know, you may have an accident and slip up every now and again, but, you know, you go get tested immediately and make sure that everything is copacetic.
Yeah, what folks may not know is that we've heard chlamydia be talked about tonight. We've heard gonorrhea talked about tonight. Again, folks, we're not trying to scare anyone. We're not trying to make a mockery. We are trying to educate folks on a very important and serious epidemic. An estimated 2.8 million cases of chlamydia and about 718,000 cases of gonorrhea occur annually in the United States. Most women infected with chlamydia or gonorrhea have no symptoms, just like Toya just advised us of. And again, that's shocking to me. That's interesting facts, that most women infected by chlamydia or gonorrhea have no symptoms.
Yeah, at all. I mean, I didn't even have, like, a foul smell or anything. Like, there was no indication at all.
Chlamydia and gonorrhea are important preventable causes of infertility. And when we say infertility, folks who may not know exactly what that means, it means that it could prevent you from creating or reproducing. Okay? I mean, you know, these diseases are so severe. Untreated, about 10 to 15% of women with chlamydia will develop pelvic inflammatory disease, just like Toya just advised us of. Chlamydia can also cause a thing that's called, I think I remember this right, I think it could cause, is it fallopian tube infection?
Fallopian?
Have you all
fallopian tube
infection.
Right, and that's what starts the whole infertility thing.
Gotcha.
Yes,
again, with no symptoms, no symptoms at all. Again, an estimated 2.8 cases of chlamydia and 718,000 cases of gonorrhea each year. What that says is we're having a lot of unprotected sex in America. A lot of unprotected sex going on in America, folks. We've got to do better. We got to love ourselves and take better care of our houses, which is our body, our temple, you know, and that's the whole purpose of this show tonight. 917-889-3926, if you have music, new music you'd like to hear, if you want to drop us a line, a show topic, feel free to hit us up at TM Hyman Radio Live, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Interesting topic tonight, and thank you all for joining me. Up next, we have our finance segment coming from Delaware with our good friend Toya out there. But first, this is You Got 'Em, Vail, TM Hyman Radio Live.
You got 'em. You got 'em. Oh, you got 'em.
It's Mr. Summer City.
I got 'em. I got 'em.
When you get in the club,
oh,
you just like, ooh, I'm a killer
gotcha.
With this outfit.
Nice jeans on, body looking stunning. Nails done in hair like, yeah, I know you want me. I got 'em. My pants looking loaded, put my pocket full of money. Pull up to the club, hit the bar, and it's feeling like you got it, 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 you got it. You got your nice jeans on, body looking stunning, nails done in hair like, yeah, I know you feeling like.
Party of the month, club finish, you know how we do. play my theme music. They hate me, but gotta love me in the worst way. Like to blow pop like candy. It's my birthday. Ladies, we got them in the club. Everybody air it out, cause it's all love. Drinks kicking in, so everybody comfy. Mommy keep eyeing me down, I think she want me. Haters looking grumpy, at the bar grumpy. But it don't matter at all, that's how go they see.
My pants looking loaded from a pocket full of money. Pull up to the club, hit the bar, and stay
in front of
you got it, I got it, you got it, I got it. Oh, you got it, oh, I got it. You got your nice jeans on, body looking fine. Now it's time to have like, yeah, then you feel alive.
Tia Hyman Radio Live. You got him. That's Vail coming out of VA. Right now we have our finance segment coming to us live from Delaware with Toya. You got it, Toya.
Hello, everyone. Just wanted to give a little information on how to determine if you're in financial trouble. Getting into financial trouble can happen to just about anyone, and sometimes the signs aren't as obvious as you may think that they are. The first thing that you can look at, which we've talked about numerous times on the show, would be little or no savings. If you don't have enough money to set aside to cover at least 3 months of your expenses, and that's 3 months, that's at least. Sometimes people say up to 6 months, but at least 3 months to cover all of your household expenses. Second thing to look for is lack of a budget, which we've also talked about numerous times. Not knowing where your money is going, just spending and not keeping an eye on or tracking your expenses. Unhealthy attitudes about money, spending on things you do not need, just spending frivolously, buying things because you see it and you want it, but you don't need it. And I think TM, DD, and myself, we all experienced a little bit of that when we were in Vegas this past weekend. But we should have all should have been able to get back on track when we got back home, back to reality of things. So unhealthy attitudes about money, you definitely want to keep an eye on spending on things that you want opposed to things that you actually need. Depending on parents, friends, or others to help you out, relying on outside help to pay bills is just a temporary fix. Just keep in mind that it's going to create a debt that you have to eventually pay back. So now you're digging a deeper hole for yourself. If you find that you're getting turned down for loans, it just shows that right now you're not being responsible with your money. So the bad credit is being reflected by getting turned down a loan. So you really want to work on getting your credit back up to par. Using payday loans, you definitely do not want to use a payday loan. You're borrowing money that has about a 30% interest on top of what they're actually giving you. So like I said, you're going to dig yourself into a bigger hole, a deeper hole, because if you don't pay that off right away and you continue to extend the loan, you are sometimes paying 300% on a loan that is really only worth $100. Sometimes people are paying $400, $500 for that loan. So it may be at times easier to depend on a parent or a friend, knowing that you're not going to have to pay that interest, but stay away from the payday loans. If you have to finance a vehicle for more than 5 years, you never want to finance for more than 5 years because you're paying way more in interest than you have to. It's a better bet to save up cash and either buy in cash or have a lump sum of money to put down on the car payment. Consolidating debt while you're still using your available credit, if you're working on paying off debt and you consolidate your debt and then you find that you are still using your available credit to pay for regular everyday expenses, that could be a sign that you're in some type of financial trouble, so look out for that. If you find yourself fighting with your spouse or your significant other about money, or if you're lying about your purchases, that can be a sign that you are in financial trouble. And if you're developing bad credit habits, such as pushing your grace periods and credit limits, if you're making late payments and things of that sort, you definitely want to stay on top of your credit, which is something we talk about all the time as well. So stay away from those late payments. Stay away from reaching your credit limit on your credit cards. And, again, just using credit to pay for necessities because you don't have cash on hand. If you're using your credit cards and your credit lines and things of that sort to pay for groceries, gas, to pay bills and things of that sort because you don't have the cash to do so, then that would be a factor that you may want to look at. It may be that you're actually really falling into some type of financial trouble. Make sure you're paying more than your minimum on your credit cards. If you can barely pay your minimums, then that's a problem. You should always be able to pay more than what your minimums are on your credit card. And if you're using one credit card to withdraw cash to pay on another credit card, that's also a problem. So stay away from the cash advances and do not use a credit card to make payments on another credit card. And make sure you don't have too many credit cards. It's good to have one or two, but you don't want to have a lot of credit cards that you are maxing out. So keep that in mind as well. And that's all I have for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Toya, I have definitely snapped back to reality. Landing back here from Vegas. Thank you for that finance report coming tonight. Folks, this is Tell Me, a throwback. Drew Hill, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Touch the other day.
MBM Hyman Radio Live. Drew Hill, a throwback, tell me. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I'll tell you what you need. You need to put on a condom or two after she tell you what she want just to make sure you stay protected. Hey, teenagers, 15, 16, 17, you know, once you come 18, once you become 18, you're an adult. But individuals in between the ages of 15 to 24, you are the most at risk right now for STDs across the country. The statistics are staggering for young people between the ages of 15 to 24. And ladies, why is sex so rampant, specifically in America? I got an idea as to why it's so rampant. It's not necessarily our fault. There's a mechanism at work. But why do you all think sex is so rampant here in America?
I think it's like that because it's not talked about as much as it should be, properly anyway. Because, like, for instance, like, my mother is European, right? So, like, in Europe, you don't have to be ashamed of being naked. Like, nudity and sex, it's talked about. You know what I'm saying?
They let it all hang out. They just let it all hang out.
Right, you know what I'm saying? But it's not looked at as, like, nudity isn't looked at as something that's nasty.
Derogatory.
As beauty.
Yeah, not derogatory.
And you know, and they don't make it as, I guess it kind of desensitizes you to it because it's like, all right, you know about it. There's nothing really
not
to find
deal.
Out. They're not afraid to talk to you about it. But with sex, a lot
yeah.
of parents, and even in these days, are afraid to talk to the children about sex just out of the fear of, you know, well, if I tell them about it, then they're going to go want to do it. And really, if when you don't tell them about it and let their friends and kids at school tell them about it, that's when they start, you know, getting misinformed and making ill-informed, you know, decisions.
Right.
And then parents need to play a part more. So talk to the kids. Start talking to them at 4 and 5, you know, because they hear it. Believe it. They hear it in school.
Right, and you should educate kids early. Folks, if you've just tuned in to TM Hyman Radio Live, tonight we are talking about sex and STDs. It's a holiday weekend, so we find it very appropriate to prepare ourselves for a long weekend of fun, you know, friends and food. But in the midst of it all, you know, we party. And after the party, we all like to get naughty. And it's okay if you're of age, right? But the bottom line is, if you're going to do it, protect yourself. Because your partner isn't necessarily thinking about him or you. They're just thinking about getting it done, right?
And
so at the end of the day, you got to protect yourself, folks. We're talking about chlamydia. We're talking about STDs. We're talking about HIV and AIDS. But guess what? We're also talking about pregnancy. You know, sex leads to pregnancy. Are you ready for a baby when you don't even have a bank account yet? You know, you still live with your mama. You don't even have a car, you know?
Right.
You know, are you really ready for a baby? Guess what? You need to count up the costs. Sex and STDs tonight. I just asked, why do we think sex is so rampant in America? CeeLo shared. Toya Aditi, you want to weigh in? Why is sex so rampant in America?
Because we do so much to not talk about it that when kids are curious to know. I know I was curious to know. And then they become, because we try to shelter them from it, they become,
but
they
go out
and find out about
but
it
what,
on their own.
What did you want to know? What did you want to find out on your own? What is it that you really were interested in?
Why my mama kept telling me no, but don't do it. What was wrong with it? Why people say you don't feel good? I want to know how I feel. You know, what do you mean the emotions behind it? I don't understand. I mean, it's a whole bunch of stuff. You just want to know.
No, I understand. I get you. Because ultimately what you're saying is like anything. When you say no, I want to know why, and I say yes. That's the immaturity aspect of us, you know, as kids and as teenagers. You know, we want to go against the grain, and it's really humanistic. Toya, what do you think?
Yeah.
Why is sex so rampant in America?
I think, especially for young people, just like Dee Dee just said, because we don't talk about it enough in the homes. Of course, they introduce it and they talk about the facts, you know, STDs, pregnancy, things of that sort in the schools. But we don't talk about it as parents with children. We try to keep it from our kids. And I think another big thing, especially with younger females, you have to think that male, a lot of days, you don't have a male presence in the home. And I think sometimes if females are looking for that attention outside of the home from another male, and they seek attention that way. So, I don't know. I mean, sex is rampant no matter where you are, whether it's the U.S. or outside of the U.S. But I think the reasons for it, you know, they vary depending on different situations. But I really think it is due to a lack of education.
Yeah, I do agree with what everyone just stated in reference to the fact that, you know, communication is an issue. It's a taboo subject. We're afraid of it. And we attach derogatory thinking towards something that's really natural and humanistic, right? But, I mean, more than that, I think it is the images. I think it's the media. I think it's advertisements. I think it's everything that's so fast and furious. Everybody want it right now. You know, everybody want to be sexy. It's hot, hot, hot. I mean, the images that are in our face, do you all understand that we are exposed to over 3,000 advertisements on a daily basis? 3,000.
Wow.
The human person in America is exposed to over 3,000 advertisements on a daily basis. About 85% of those advertisements are sexy in some way, shape, or form. They're sexy, or they're promoting sex, or they're promoting something that relaxes you, ultimately prompting you to go for it and to do it in some kind of way. And it's sexy. And we create these sexy images, so guess what? When I'm not sexy, when no one sees me sexy, then I want to be sexy. I'm going to go all out and try to fit in so somebody can find me sexy. And then we find ourselves going down roads that really it's not even us. It's out of character. But because we have that imagery in our heads through advertisements, guess what? We try to be what we see. And I think it's driving us down the wrong roads because there's a lack of direction. There's a lack of support in the household, specifically for young people today. Those young people 15 to 24, they're lost in the sauce because guess what? Mom and dad, they're working, or guess what? If you're lucky, mom and dad is working. But there are many mom and dad figures that are not in the house because they're busted. You know, so where's the direction? Kids are raising themselves. This is Be Real Radio. This is Be Real Radio. You know, it's not all about, you know, people just don't want to talk about it. I don't think it's about people. They don't have to talk about it anymore. You know, kids getting it up close and personal. The internet was our worst nightmare.
But you know what, TM?
Because
I think
you
we
can
do
sit
need
in,
to...
you can sit in your house. You can sit in your house and, you know, do whatever.
Right, but you say,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
You said we don't, I'm just saying, you said we don't need to talk about it, but we do need to talk about it. Because
No. I didn't mean that literally. I take that back.
Okay,
because
I was going to say, yeah, everything we see is not always a good thing. I mean, the images that are put out, these sexual images and, you know, things that can lead to sexuality, like alcohol, drugs, things of that sort, you do have to talk about it. And
but
people aren't talking about it enough.
It's not happening. And because it's not happening, and it hasn't happened for so long, and you're right, thank you for correcting me, because one, I didn't mean that we don't have to talk about it. All I'm saying is it hasn't been talked about, just like you all stated. I said I agreed. But I don't think, because guess what? In order to talk about it, you got to be there. You got to be there in order to talk about it.
That's true.
The reality is a lot of parents aren't there. There's a lot of parents that are there. But guess what? They're the parents of kids that don't get pregnant and who don't acquire STDs. And in some instances, you know, depending on where you're from, your location, your geographical location, you may be a minority. TM Hyman Radio Live. It's 11 o'clock. I'm loving this conversation tonight because it's all about perspective. I'm coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. And again, it's 11 o'clock where I am. It is 11 o'clock in VA. It's 11 o'clock in Delaware. We're going to keep this conversation going. On the flip side, yo, I didn't like, you know, shut my friends down. I want to make sure we can get comments from these ladies before we go to the next jam. CeeLo, Dede.
Hi.
It's 11 o'clock.
Yes, on the PM dial. Yes, in a city near you. I want to say, look, right? The what was it? Oh, look, okay. I wanted to touch on what Toya said earlier about how, it's not a lot of fathers in the homes, right? Oh, you know, whether it's a female child or a male child. The thing is that, the girls are looking for that male comfort, but the boys are looking for that female comfort as well, because those same households that don't have fathers in them, 9 times out of 10, the mother ain't in the house either because she's at work. You know what I'm saying? And the TV is raising the kids, and the neighbors aren't watching the children outside and seeing who's sneaking behind what or going into, you know, whose house or, you know, our community has been broken down to the point where we're not even holding hands anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's like we used to take care of each other's children and families, and we have strayed so far away from that just in the effort to grind and get above, and we leave our kids out.
Right, and that was the only point that I was really trying to make. You know, not that we didn't need to talk about it, but, you know, in order to talk about it, you got to be there. And in many, many instances across America, not just in, you know, the African-American community, you know, it's in the Latino community, you know, it's in the Caucasian community, you know, Asian community. There's a bunch of latchkey kids that's been raising themselves for the last 20 years. And the reality is that's because many of our parents have been out there grinding trying to make it happen, you know, but nevertheless, they haven't been there. We've raised ourselves, you know, and in turn, there's a problem that we have to fix. Folks, we're trying to help that problem tonight because it starts with you. You know, sex and STDs is our topic tonight. We're talking about sex because I know for a fact it's going down this weekend. All I'm saying is wrap it up. Help us out. Make us feel better. You know, we're trying to help you. Never lay down, because you never know what that person has. They might look real good, but I'm telling you, I got gonorrhea when I was 14 years old, and she looked real good. It's like, gotcha.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Talk radio show. Baby, I'm sorry, it's too late. Tomorrow may never come, so sorry. It's too late, tomorrow may never come. I'm sorry, it's too late. Tomorrow may never come, so sorry.
I got some film, spin it back in my mind, but it's a film. And I can hack it, I'm fine, instead of crying. I'd rather jot it down on the line, numbing up without snoring the line. They got my cousin confined, violated, gotta finish the time. But shit, homie, I feel the whole world trying shit on me. Ready to bet it up on this chick, homie. Turn around, got a new chick trying kiss on me. Ex-girlfriend that's on and popped up, knocked up, happy it's not mine, but sad it's not us. Now my new girl, mad at this crush I cut. We still together, can't let another bitch stop us. I got beef cause two other niggas, girls I fuck, can get them hit, but niggas ain't worth that much. They ain't worth that call, yeah, my daytime minutes. And I ain't falling for that playground kid shit. When I grow up, I just wanna be alive. I just wanna live, I don't wanna die, I don't wanna get it. off the wrong line. Listen to the beat, please listen to it, crime, crime hard. Hard not to listen to my pride, tell myself ain't shit. Some tell me it's a lie, fuck the side. Pain tennis, don't see your eyes. They say it's better just to vent than to keep it inside. But you know life, caviar, Rio wipes. That's the dream, I dream it every single night. How I feel, can't show it, can't show what's real. They only know what's on the camera like the movie Cloverfield. I got goals unattainable, like I don't know. Stuck on the rope, found attainable, and can't let go. I can't climb cause my arms too so. Failure catching me, success ahead of me, but I'm stuck on pro. I can't juke cause the art's too broke. It's just a part of the growth, move music, but minus the joke. I say when am I can't fathom, I wanna put square and ask man, but my pride's too big to just ask him. I'm in the wrong lead, man, I just passed them. I'm in the wrong race, man, I just laughed them. Gotta step the competition up. They say you gotta fight the big dogs, you want the bigger bucks. When I grow up, I just wanna be alive. I just wanna live, I don't wanna die. I don't wanna get off the wrong vibe. Listen to the beat, please listen to it, crime, crime hard. Hard not to listen to my pride, tell myself ain't shit. Some tell me it's a lie, fuck the side. Pain tennis, don't see your eyes. They say it's better just to vent than to keep it inside. They say jailbird, jailbird, leave a nigga alone. He's a jailbird, jailbird, never coming home. What if it's family? They want big kept locked, can't let a nigga get successful, then they throw him in the box. They throw away the key, leave his kids on the block. I can only imagine what it's like not having a pop. Black America, what do we do? It's only so long he can be picked on before he shoots up the school. That doesn't justify that beat tech that he used. Pop the question, get Sean Bell, shit on the news. This morning woke up kinda sick, homie. Grandma gone, girlfriend tryna flip on me. Mama call my phone just to trip on me. Nigga in my face battling. See, it's not his fault, but he spit on me. I end up grabbing him. He end up grabbing for his ration in the ambulance. Pack him in the back and it's back to when I travel up. I just wanna be alive, I just wanna live. I don't wanna die, I don't wanna get off the wrong vibe. Listen to the beat, please listen to it, crime, crime hard. Hard not to listen to my pride, tell myself ain't shit. Some tell me it's a lie, fuck the side. Pain tennis, don't see your eyes. They say it's better just to vent than to keep it inside.
We're back. Tonight we're talking about sex and STDs. It's a holiday weekend. We're just trying to help you folks wrap it up. We're going to take a call, 757, area code again, 757. Last four digits, 9575. The line is open to you. Tell us your name when you're calling from. Area code 757, last four digits, 9575. The line is yours. Tell us your name when you're calling from.
Oh, yeah, I'm coming from the 757.
Let's
I was listening in. Yeah, I agree with you that there's a lot of, you know, hype from the media that's, you know, that's pretty much selling sex, you know, as much as sex is sold.
Every day.
It's hard for people to really get a grip on, you know, how to really approach a sexual situation. You know, with a lot of pressure involved in it. You know, like they said, you know, it's got to be done right, it's got to be this and all that type of thing. And if nobody actually sits down and has a conversation with an individual to, you know, give them some type of guidance sexually, then they're just going to go out here and just try
to do it the way they think they know how to do it. Let's do it the way they know how to do it, right?
Hey, just go ahead, you know, and go after it without realizing that there's, you know, there's a lot of other things associated with sex besides whether it's just good or it just to get
right.
Involved in that type of experimentation, you know, definitely has
no
to
doubt.
Be. You know, there's no need to go out here randomly and just take chances. You wouldn't try to play Russian roulette with a gun if you realize
Russian
you know.
Roulette.
You know, so you know that's just my take on it. You know, if everybody could just view it as, you know, something such as dangerous as trying to play Russian roulette with a gun is going out here and just trying to have naked sex, you know. Go ahead and have some protective sex and enjoy yourself, you know.
Hold up, my man. Tell me your name again.
Oh, yeah. I'm James, coming out of the 757.
James, when was the first time as far as your age? When was the first time you had sex?
I had it been like 14 years old.
14. Did you know what you were doing?
No, not at all. It was, you know, it was opportunity, and I wanted to find out, you know, what it was all about. So I just went with it.
Did you approach her, or she approach you?
I had approached her. It was kind of, you know, it was a kind of a random experience, I'd say, you know. I was actually out of town. I was in Vegas, you know. I was a young kid. I took a trip with a group, and, you know, it was a young lady out there, and I was just talking shit, and she liked the shit that I said. I mean, I'm sorry, I can't say that. Can I say that on the radio?
Yeah, you just said it. You can. We're going to put your name on the same list with CeeLo.
But, you know, I mean, that's just what it was. And, you know, I kind of just talked myself into a situation. So then I guess the pressure of all of the trash talking that I had done, you know, promoted me to go through with it, you know.
Did you enjoy it or did you regret it?
Oh, I enjoyed it.
That's but what it was. James, we...
All of a sudden,
go ahead,
I
go ahead.
Was... A whole lot of different overwhelming thoughts. One of them was that I was not protected, you know. I went on ahead and, you know, like I said, it was like, oh, everything was moving so fast, you know. It was like, yeah, let me go ahead while the window is here.
Right. No doubt. No doubt. James, appreciate you for your call and your comment tonight, man.
No problem.
VA. All right? VA representing as usual. Ladies. Maybe everything that happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas.
The man said it goes on YouTube.
Hey,
he said what happens in Vegas does not stay in Vegas. It ends up on YouTube.
It ends up on YouTube. Hey, big up to James. Big up to James from out of VA. And he's so right, you know. We really don't know. If no one ever set you down, I'm going to tell you something. My dad never set me down. My dad was a merchant seaman. You know what I'm saying? My dad was never home. And I got five, you know, other brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you know, I'm going to tell you, I learned from my friends. I learned from videotapes. I learned from Showtime and Cinemax and HBO, baby, because it was the best of the best when I was coming up.
Oh, my.
Hey, I'm just being real with you. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't my dad. It wasn't my uncles. My peoples were entrepreneurs. They were working. You know what I'm saying? So what James just said is real. You know, it is real. If you don't have anybody to teach you, you're going to do it the way you think it should be done. And I think that's for both men and women. But it's also dependent on how you were reared and if your mom and dad was in the same household. Let me tell you something, you know. It wasn't always, you know, I've always had a male figure in my life along with my mom. That's something that she was absolutely going to make sure happened, that we had, me and my brother, had male role models in our lives. And big ups to my mom's dukes for that. But everybody's peoples aren't conscious like that. You know, but when it comes to sex, I tell you, my mom right now, you know, don't want to think that I had sex. And I'm 30-plus years old. That's just moms. I think that's how our parents do. That's why they don't want to talk about it. You know, you said it. CeeLo said it. Folks, it's 11:14 where I am, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Coming up, we have our national entertainment news with our girl CeeLo, coming to you live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Tonight, we're talking about sex and STDs. Either one of y'all want to get it in before we go to this next jam?
Well, I just want to say we talked a lot about chlamydia and gonorrhea and things of that sort, and what a lot of people don't know is testing, when you go for physicals and routine exams and things of that sort, testing for STDs is not normally included in that. You have to actually request to be tested for STDs. And not just standard STDs, you have to also ask to be tested for HIV and AIDS on top of that. So please don't assume that when you go for, you know, a physical or checkup or yearly exam that the doctor is going to test you for these things, because they normally do not unless you request it. And I think that's what a lot of young people don't understand. Maybe even older people don't understand. You have to request to be tested for HIV, AIDS, and STDs.
We've been talking about gonorrhea, syphilis. We've been talking about gonorrhea and chlamydia, but syphilis is another one that's somewhat prevalent, you know. So we'll talk more about that. And, you know, you're absolutely right, Toya, folks. You need to turn up the volume to what we're saying right here, you know, because you got to ask for these tests. They're not a part of your physical. Turn up the volume. John Brown, TM Hot Man Radio Live. You know the business.
Put you in the love. Yeah. I'm the so I can put you in the love. So don't you get off the floor. Wait a minute before we get to fooling, moving. Let me turn the song on. Get your body moving, moving. Bass poppin', close up your body. We don't need no act right for going getting naughty. Cause you keep on pitching it. Cause my tongue is teams you to kick in. And switch positions and watch your body grind, girl. It's turn the volume up and I'ma watch you run, girl.
If you need sleep, you're looking for total relaxation, log on to www.mrtmhyman.ciora.com. mrtmhyman.ciora.com. That's for a good rest and sleep. Coming to you live from Charlotte, North Carolina, we got CeeLo with our national entertainment news.
Morning time, people. It's your entertainment news for September 3rd. It's September 3rd, 2010.
Are you okay over there? Put that down. Put it down.
Hey. Leave that alone. No, look, right, we got trouble in tech world. Apple versus Facebook. So they got this whole ping thing going on. Like Facebook and Apple were working on an agreement, right, where, like, users of the Apple iPhones or whatever, they could ping, you know, their friends or do, like, a friend finder. And Facebook was a little leery because they're like, you know, it might, you know, cause a lot of traffic, web traffic. So Apple tries to put it out anyway. You're offering, you know, the ping service with Facebook, but it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're trying to reach an agreement, but I'll update you guys on that. You know what I'm saying? But people are paying. But the thing is this, that people are paying for the service thinking that this is part of it, and they can't log on. They can't ping or find friends or whatever through Facebook or anything on this. So,
well,
yeah.
It might be like some like somebody throwing some salt in the game. Like virus, I'm telling you right now.
But that's what they get for throwing these damn phones out here in the first place.
Okay. Let's keep the news going.
Okay. All right. So look. All right. There's a second annual WEAN Awards, right? What that is, for y'all that don't know, is the Women in Entertainment Empowerment Network. And what they do, they spotlight deserving women. You know, they play the role in empowerment in women worldwide. And so some to name some are Nia Long, Soledad O'Brien, Angie Martinez, who never gets any damn thing. she was honored. So, and that happened like last night. So that's big up to all those women, bigging up women. Look, next to the T.I. and what are they, Tiny? Yo, I think they should sue the police department. Because, look, right, the story I heard, when it first broke, said that, you know, a sheriff's deputy smelled marijuana coming from the car, right? So that's why, you know, they get locked up. But the thing is this, how the hell do they now say that they found, like, what, some X pills and some, like pills and powder and stuff? Now, how do you smell? I'm not an avid drug user.
Maybe they did after the search. Maybe they found it after they searched the car.
I'm not an avid drug user. You know what I'm saying? However, I know that pills don't smell like weed. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know how they're going to work that one out. But look, 50 tweeted, telling Tiny she needs to go ahead and take that charge. And, you know, that's my dude right there. Oh, okay, look,
too
right.
Funny.
Yeah, hilarious. Look, Chris Brown, that's my baby, he's back. Deuces is number one. And, you know, his career has suffered, you know, a little bit because of this domestic violence incident with Rihanna. But he's back, and Deuces is going to keep him up there for a little bit. And hopefully we have more to follow. And last but not least, Raekwon, another one of my longtime favorites. And I want y'all to keep
your ears open. We love Raekwon.
Yes, I love him. You know what I'm saying? Keep your ears
open
for this later. Raekwon, he's going to be behind the camera this time instead of in front. He's working on a movie called Cream. Him and Dame Dash working on a movie called Cream. Of course, you know, Cash rules everything around me. They really didn't give too much information on the plot, so there's more to come on that. But I'm really excited about it. You know, anybody from Wu can get my attention and money. And that is your
entertainment
news.
Good. Hey, coming from CeeLo Live out of North Carolina, CeeLo has obviously started to get it in. Well, we love entertainment news coming out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Folks, you are tuned to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, your dude, T.M. Hyman. Sex, STDs, it's the weekend. I'm telling you like this. I'm preparing to get it in myself, so I'm not mad at CeeLo relaxing out there in Charlotte, North Carolina. Folks, we're going to keep it going. It is 11:24. We're going to wrap this thing up in a little bit. We're going to keep it going for now, all right? We're going to continue to talk about STDs and try to offer up some solutions to some of the issues that we have that we really don't want to talk about, all right? You can always feel free to be real with us.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Destiny throughout the dance.
Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer. That was Electric Chameleon. It's called Where I Lay. I like that jam right there. I'm feeling that group. Log on to www.electricchameleon.com. You know, download the music. Get what you can get for free. It's 11:30 here in Tampa, Florida. It is 8:30 out there in L.A. It's 6:30 a.m. tomorrow in Baghdad, and it's 4:30 a.m., damn it, tomorrow in London, regardless of where you are in the world, because we got folks listening from all over the world. You are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live with my co-host. I appreciate him. Toya coming out of Delaware. CeeLo coming out of Charlotte. And we got Dee Dee coming out of Virginia. I'm coming to you live from Tampa, Florida, your home base. I appreciate the reports that y'all bring. We got our health and wellness segment coming up here soon. Ladies.
Sir.
Yes. Sex and STDs. We have not talked a lot about syphilis. Syphilis is known as that great imitator because of the signs and symptoms that I think are distinguishable from those other diseases such as chlamydia, gonorrhea, those ones we've talked about already. Some of the signs are the same. People are quick to say, oh, you might have syphilis. Doctors, I think, you know, kind of they kind of go there first, and then they kind of go break off into the other tests. Syphilis is a sexually transmitted disease, STD, of course, caused by the bacterium, you know, bacterium. And it's just nasty. Sores occur mainly on, like, the external genitals, you know, the vagina, you know, the anus, rectum, like sores. That's, like, crazy. So, folks, you know, it can also occur on the lips and in the mouth, sores. Transmissions of organisms occur, you know, during vaginal and or oral sex. You know, some people say, well, I didn't have sex if I didn't penetrate, if I didn't have intercourse. No, even Bill Clinton was wrong.
Right.
Even Bill Clinton was wrong. You know, pregnant women with the disease can pass it to their babies when they're carrying it. I think that's, you know, that means, you know, you should automatically, you know, just kind of stop. You know, syphilis cannot be spread through contact of, like, toilet seats and doorknobs and swimming pools, hot tubs, stuff like that. You know, I mean, you really got to... You know, it's a bacterium or bacteria that's kind of spread. You know, so folks, even oral sex is not good. I'm going to tell you like this. You don't know the last time that person really cleaned themselves. They really could have just sprayed something on.
Oh.
Last night,
brush
their teeth. You know?
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, this is B-Real Radio, folks. It's 11:33 on the East Coast, anyway.
Let me say this. Even if you wear condoms, right, please get ones that fit you. Don't try to get the big ones and you know you can't fit it, or try to get, you know what I'm saying, use one that your friend gave you when he was small, so you're trying to squeeze yourself in a little one and then it pops.
Oops.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, be mindful.
Oops.
And Magnum does make an extra large. They do. You have to look for it. Oh.
Coming to you live out of Charlotte, North Carolina tonight. We love you, CeeLo. It is the truth. It is the truth. But, I mean, solutions. Solutions to this very real problem. You know, solutions, folks. One, strap it up. Strap it up. That's the number one solution. I'll tell you, it's not the be-all. Things do happen. And even though what CeeLo just said was comedy, I will tell you that it's very true. It's very true. Come on, buy your own condoms. You know, at the end of the day, if I'm going to tell you like this, you know, some things is just part of manhood. Some things you're just supposed to be able to do for yourself. And I think, you know, acquiring prophylactics is one of them. If you can't afford to go into the store and buy some condoms, you probably shouldn't be having sex.
Because that means you can't afford a baby. You know what I'm saying? You can't afford a baby then.
Because guess what? Again, what CeeLo said is it sounds like comedy, but you're busting condoms only because you didn't go buy your own.
Right.
You know? I mean, come on. Number one, you know, solution is prophylactics. Don't be negligent. Don't put yourself in the danger zone. My dude said, don't play Russian roulette. That's the best one tonight.
Yeah.
I think another thing that we need to – I was going to say, another thing we need to do, we're all adults. And even if you're not an adult, if you're having sex, then you should be grown enough to have a conversation with the person that you're going to be laying up with. Because if you can't communicate with that person to find out what's going on in their lives sexually, then maybe you shouldn't be having sex with them.
It's true. But number two, you know, after you've already made the decision to buy, you know, condoms or to make sure that your partner is actually, you know, using condoms, and ladies, I'm going to tell you like this. At the end of the day, it's called validation. You know, you got to get the answer for yourself. You got to know for yourself. You can't know through a second or third party. You know, I mean, when you're talking about really taking care of yourself and your life and guarding your temple, you know, it's like putting locks on the door. You know, certain things you just got to do. Number two is ask the right probing questions. You know, ask the right probing questions up front, because I'm going to tell you like this. Anything that's real can stand a test, and a test comes with questions. And if you got somebody who don't want to answer your questions, who can't stand your test, guess what? They failed. Move on. But see, sometimes we're so moved by the Rico Suave, you know, or by the fact that you just flat out horny. Sit your hot butt down somewhere, you know what I'm saying? Ask the right questions, and I'm gonna say this: make sure that we pulling fresh condoms out of boxes that you seeing us open. You know, that way we square game, you know. Or you bring the fresh box yourself. Be a lady. Be a lady. Bring me some
or ladies, put it on for them.
We're not going down an X-rated route.
It's not X-rated. It's the truth. Women should know how to put them on, too.
This is true. You should.
But she needs to know how to, like, she needs to be able to tell whether it is too small or too big, the condom, I mean.
Well, you know what? I think that's a good perspective from a woman.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, we
that's
have
real.
To educate ourselves and not be afraid to talk about it. Sex isn't nasty. That's how we got here. You know what I'm saying? It's like...
No doubt. I'm with you. And we do have to be more open and more comfortable about having sexual conversations, because knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. Folks, on the other side of this jam, we have our health and wellness segment coming from Miss Willingham tonight. Folks might be sitting back asking, why? Because we're just trying to help somebody, you know. It's a holiday weekend, and we're just trying to, again, help to curb the issues that exist right now. Why? Main scrap. TM Hot Radio Live.
Baby,
listen.
It's from the heart, you know.
Maybe we just don't
they saying it's such a fish in the sea. But I threw away my fishing rod. Baby, you was sent from God. Why we gotta make this hard? I ain't an actor, but I try my best to play my part. Together we a work of art. We ain't finished. I wish we could go back to start. We took a beating, but baby girl, you took my heart. You the hottest in town. I'm the hottest around. I feel like Carrie Hilson, baby. Love came around and knocked me down. Yes, I'm talking about you, I got the blues. The shorty was my best friend in my boot. You can never find a shorty that's like mine. And no one on the corner got a swagger like mine. In due time, you'll be back. Never will I stop trying. Forever you misstrap. If I'm lying, then I'll be fine. If you knew better, you do better. And who better than who knows you, who molds you? Don't nobody know you like I know you, baby. So they say every good thing must come to an end. But sometimes you gotta go through bad if you wanna be built to last. Baby, I ain't worried about your past, cause our future looking bright. I'm already smelling that cash. Said some things I ain't mean to say only cause I was mad. Was it packing? I was putting my dirty clothes in the bag. I admit you got the best of me, that's why I never leave. We had a teenage love affair like 18. Don't put me in the same position as Kanye. So heartless, regretting that I started. You swept me off my feet like somebody pulling the carpet. For you, I was a victim, yet Cupid's target. I don't understand why the relationship on standby. No other nigga competing. I got him by a landslide. I need you on my team. Together, we build a franchise. Just answer one question, baby. All I wanna know is.
www.massagesforlife.com. www.massagesforlife.com. Here's Dee Dee with our health and wellness segment live from Virginia.
Good evening, everyone. I want to talk about something other than sex and STDs as far as health and wellness. To touch on a lighter note, since we've been talking about that all night, I wanted to speak about back to school health tips. And what I wanted to talk about tonight is just some things that moms or dads or mom and dad should know for their children as far as school. One thing is, check with your doctor to confirm that your child has received the recommended vaccination. Be sure that your children are vaccinated against infectious diseases such as chickenpox and measles and now the swine flu. There's a recommended vaccinations list for different age groups on the American Academy of Pediatricians website. Number two, you can snacks. Plan them, but don't ban them. You know, it's a recent study out that studied 700 children in March 2010 that the Journal of Pediatrics has published. 37% of our children in that study were overweight, and 19.4% of them were obese. So as parents, when we're planning our kids' lunches, don't be so hasty to let the kids get the lunch from school sometimes, or don't be so hasty to give them a Lunchable because you don't want to take the time to make their lunch. Pay attention to the snack that you're giving them because...
Ms. Willingham, we've lost you.
I'm sorry?
We cannot hear you. We couldn't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Lost you. We can't hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Get started early with school to bedtime schedules. During the summer, many children fall into a vacation rhythm, staying up, sleeping in. Sleeping specialists say that it's good to get children acclimated to a new bedtime rituals a couple weeks before they go back to school. To watch out for backpack pain. or pain with kids wearing heavy backpacks because they have a lot of books in their backpack. Make sure they have a two-strap backpack on, and also make sure that the heaviest books are toward the back or closest to their back, and that pencils and things of that sort are on the outside pocket. Carry car safety. It's very important because now a lot of kids will be, their parents will be driving to school as opposed to taking the bus. And what we want to pay attention to is that the parents make sure the kids are strapped in properly. It is suggested that children under the age of 13 get in the back seat in a booster seat if necessary in a safety belt. Also, you want to fight germs. Please teach your kids, even at a young age, 3, 4, 5 years old, about home cleanliness and washing their hands. It's very important that children know that you can spread germs if you don't wash your hands after you use the bathroom or wash your hands after you sneeze. So you definitely want to teach your children and also yourself, you know, keep in practice to make sure you wash on a consistent basis. Also, you want to talk to your children and understand their emotions. That's most important. My most important tip for tonight. It's a parent's responsibility to go far and beyond finding out their food needs, clothing needs, entertainment needs for kids. It's our responsibility to find out our children's emotional and social well-being and to help establish that growth. According to child and adolescent psychiatrists, it's important for parents to consistently talk to their children, to know their personalities, and to be alert of any changes in behavior. To maintain a strong connection, engage with your children on a consistent basis. Make it a point to spend time with them and speak to them on a daily basis about their activities and interests. Listen to what they're saying. Let them know you are interested in what you think and how they feel. Let them know that they can always feel comfortable talking to you. It's important to be aware of what is appropriate behavior for your child's age group. Good source of information are children and other parents. So remember to speak to the children's teachers, speak to their friends, speak to their friends' parents, speak to their guidance. Find out more about your child and their behavior. Those are some good health tips for the back-to-school year of 2010-2011.
Thank you very much. Coming out of Norfolk, VA, that's Ms. Willingham. Log on to www.massagesforlife.com. TM Hyman, Radio Live. Thanks for joining us tonight, folks.
Everybody listening, but this is more like a dedication. To my baby, my boo. We've been together for like 3 years now. Yeah, we had our ups and downs. I feel like, I need to tell you this.
I've been here before. It can't be so far. We ain't giving up. I've been here before. It can't be so far. We ain't giving up.
Hey, girlfriend. We ain't shook, the brick house ain't scared of the big bad wolf. And I'm blowing down the foundation that we put up. And we put up with so much that we can't stop. Not a force that we can't block. Now think about it, name a mountain that we can't hop. It's just another umbrella on another rainy day. And look, we gon' stay together no matter what people say. Cause look, you all I need like Tammy and Marvin Gaye. And nothing gon' take it away. So forever, baby, we gon' stay. Go to 3,000 like Andre, man. We ruined the whole week for a week in love, man. The finish line tape, man. We can't bust till we get to so close to where we feel confident. We drop something on the reset button like... Your ride. I've been together 3 years, can't nobody divide us. The mother labor screaming and sign us. You can be my ladder, baby, dare me to climb up. So high up that we're changing the climate. The top, baby, they can't find us. Yeah, we on the road, they can fight the dust as we speed on the road. I must be through with these nappy headed hoes.
Come on. 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 Come on
segment. No trade like Ramsey, no breaking our family. See, we rockin', rollin', rollin' rock. It's all trust, no strap, like hope to top. TMZ, yeah, we all we got. Yeah. I just can't see myself for nobody else but you. I mean, we gon' roll this thing out. We gon' get to the top, I swear. Just me and you. Yeah.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining me tonight. Along with my co-host coming out of Charlotte, we have CeeLo. Coming out of VA, we got Ms. Willingham. Coming out of Delaware, we got Toy tonight. And we appreciate the conversation. Folks, I mean, I started off giving a couple of tips, but I want to change the order of the tips. You know, sex and STDs. You know, at the end of the day, it really comes down to, number one, making good decisions. You know, make good decisions. I say abstain. You know, just stay away from it. There's more things to think about other than sex. You know, think about career. Think about family. Think about making money. Think about buying a house. Think about paying off a car. You know, think about going to college. Think about sending your children to college. You know, think about owning things. Think about starting a business. You know, it's a lot of things to think about outside of sex and having babies that at the end of the day, you don't even have enough resources to really effectively provide for. Come on, let's plan. Let's make better decisions. That's number one. Number two, probe and validate. Ask the right questions. Don't be afraid to ask somebody questions. If they can't stand the test, they're not real. Move on. Validate it for yourself. Because at the end of the day, you're going to get your feelings hurt, and it's not going to go the way it's supposed to went. And you knew for a fact it wasn't real. Probe, validate, and then don't be afraid to move on. Number three, if you're going to have sex, if you make that decision because you've made the right decision, you've validated and probed, right? Or just, hey, you just want to do it. Use protection. Number three, use protection, which is really the most important at the end of the day when we're talking about sex and STDs. Ladies, I want to play a hot new jam from an artist named Breeze before we get out of here. And I'm going to ask CeeLo to kind of share. Sunday when I was in Vegas doing the Aftermath show, when y'all were headed back to VA, CeeLo dropped some poetry on us, and she's gonna take us out of here tonight, like in the last few minutes of the show. But I want to drop this new jam by this artist called Breeze. But you know, go ahead and kind of offer up, you know, your feelings, ladies, as we close out the show tonight. Again, thank you all very much for participating and sharing in this oh so real topic. Again, hey, it's a holiday weekend. You know, folks have already gotten it started. Hey, protect yourself.
Well, I just want to say, I mean, we've pretty much touched on a lot of important things. But one thing we didn't really talk about is a lot of people are out partying and drinking this weekend. Keep in mind that alcohol really does impair your judgment. So the whole drinking and driving, drinking and sex might be a no-no. As well, so just keep that in mind. If you're out partying, you may want to make sure you put the sex on the back burner because alcohol can definitely impair your judgment, especially when it comes to sexual relations. So,
absolutely. And if your judgment is impaired, it makes it hard to probe and validate, and you know you really aren't conscious of whether a condom is being used or not. You know, so you know, good. Ms. Willingham.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, you. Hey, you definitely getting the party started where you are. Toya, did you get an invite to the party?
I mean, it sounds like she's at the gym. I don't understand what's going on.
Don't hate because y'all not partying right now. I'm multitasking. Don't worry about it.
And Didi in the gym.
Ms.
I don't know what's going on.
Close us out tonight. Close us out. Any last comments?
Only just to reiterate what everybody else has been saying tonight, validate, ask probing questions, wrap it up. Ladies, it's 2010. Bring your own condoms to the party for real. You know what's going on. If he can't answer your questions, like you said, you might as well get on up, put your clothes back on, and tell him thank you, but no thanks.
Hey, you got to be honest. And then at the end of the day, dudes, after you done did your little test, You know, we know what it is. After you did the test and it ain't what it's supposed to be, hey, my mom calling me. Hey, my sister need me. Hey, I got to go. Hey, folks, thanks for hanging out with us tonight. We got hot new music right here from my man Breeze. This is an acapella joint. Tell me what y'all think about it. Here we go.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, little nigga, time to wake up. Ain't a wretched thought saying, boy, get your weight up. Like an old man on a pill, nigga, stay up. Laying on his back so you know I'm coming straight up. Money get low, bet the hoes want to break up. Get a cover girl and your ex want to make up. These hoes foul, want to charge you to lay up. These hoes foul, want to charge you to lay up. Pay up, please. Y'all hoes, stop it. Brett Favre money never coming out the pocket, but the brain so good, need a scholarship to college. Leave a G-Shock, my nigga, you better watch it. Things ain't the same. They saying I changed, nigga. I'm still gon' ride. I'm just switching my lane, nigga. All y'all rap like one of them Wayne niggas. This shit is in my blood, so I do it in vain, nigga. Mama's only baby, could he come out any quicker? It's mail, but the package taking longer to deliver. Pop, play Photoshop, cut itself out of the picture now. Mom's favorite saying is, I don't need a nigga. Bitter, but listen up. Pops wasn't ditching us. Figured the nigga had a hard time keeping the zipper up. Thoughts never fade. I gotta put the clippers up. Parents had to part, but that's the way the clippers cut. Silly cuz, that's when I fell in love with this rap stuff. Back when it was all about guns, the niggas that act tough, I did it too. I won't interest in that stuff. Boss saying, wake up, nigga. Hang them racks up. Shit. I guess it was a dream. Let me go and play my role before they cut me out the scene. Niggas call me Breeze, but they used to say Raheem. But I guess it all changed like laundromat machines. Shit.
Yeah. Hey. Damn it. High five.
Hey. Hey, Toya.
I'm here.
Man.
Hey, what you thinking about that right there?
It went pretty hard there.
Hey, you know what? So hard, I want to wind it back. Hey, one more time. Here we go.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, little nigga, time to wake up. Ain't a wretched thought saying, boy, get your weight up. Like an old man on a pill, nigga, stay up. Laying on his back so you know I'm coming straight up. Money get low, bet the hoes want to break up. Get a cover girl and your ex want to make up. These hoes foul, want to charge you to lay up. These hoes foul, want to charge you to lay up. Pay up, please. Y'all hoes, stop it. Brett Favre money never coming out the pocket, but the brain so good, need a scholarship to college. Leave a G-Shock, my nigga, you better watch it. Things ain't the same. They saying I changed, nigga. I'm still gon' ride. I'm just switching my lane, nigga. All y'all rap like one of them Wayne niggas. This shit is in my blood, so I do it in vain, nigga. Mama's only baby, could he come out any quicker? It's mail, but the package taking longer to deliver. Pop, play Photoshop, cut itself out of the picture now. Mom's favorite saying is, I don't need a nigga. Bitter, but listen up. Pops wasn't ditching us. Figured the nigga had a hard time keeping the zipper up. Thoughts never fade. I gotta put the clippers up. Parents had to part, but that's the way the clippers cut. Silly cuz, that's when I fell in love with this rap stuff. Back when it was all about guns, the niggas that act tough, I did it too. I won't interest in that stuff. Boss saying, wake up, nigga. Hang them racks up. Shit. I guess it was a dream. Let me go and play my role before they cut me out the scene. Niggas call me Breeze, but they used to say Raheem. But I guess it all changed like laundromat machines. Shit.
I love it.
Coming to you live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. We got CeeLo taking us out of here tonight, folks. Give it up for CeeLo.
Thank you. All right, this is called Write. I write and cry, and I cry and write, and I write till the ink runs out. Change pens, change colors, and then I'm writing again. And when I don't write, I become confused because it's too many, way too many thoughts to be diffused. But as I start to do that sexy dance, the pen in my fingers love, it's a legible tango, and my heartbeat is a tempo, and the rhythm is my music, like Deaf Beethoven's was. As I write, I start to hear my thoughts to a song, and the pages are clear. My thought process prioritizes, and then away go my fears. Thank you for fingers, eyes, and ears. Thank you for patience learned over the years. Write, little child, write. Write yourself from wrong. Write yourself strong. Write through your pain, through your thorough disdain. Write for your justice, your truth, and your life. Write from struggle. Write yourself high. Write until you get to where you need to be, to dispel the curses of the less seeking. You are above. You are the light. Never take for granted for which you have advantage. Write, write, write. Peace and blessings.
CeeLo coming to you live. Fire! From Charlotte, North Carolina, TMI Radio Live. Folks, we appreciate you tonight. Thanks for joining us. You can check us back here Sunday at 7 o'clock p.m. Love you. Peace and blessings.
TMI Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TMI Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TMI Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
show. Talk radio show. Talk radio show.